dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you folks for joining us this week. In our next segment, we talk with world-renowned energy expert Dr. Lauren Scott. Dr. Lauren Scott is president of Lauren Scott & Associates out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Okay, this is Lauren C. Scott, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, president of Lauren C. Scott & Associates.
But transitioning to that a little bit, what I'm seeing is with this EPA pick in his cabinet is that it goes outside of oil and gas, and you might start to see some relaxing on the coal industry, which whether people are in favor of coal or not in favor of coal, asking any industry for a 20 to 50% increase in productivity in 1 year is absurd, is absolutely absurd. And to expect a technology to move that quickly at that expense, I, in fact, Senator Heidi Heitkamp from North Dakota, who's a Democrat, even called that absurd as well. So it's not a political issue at all. It's just a, hey, increase this by 20%, go. And you've been in business long enough to know that that's difficult to do and then to mandate it. So what I'm starting to see here is, if you look at the last decade, the mining industry is really the only industry that's added jobs. And so if the EPA can loosen up some of the restrictions, might we see coal start to add jobs, or are we going to see oil and gas start to add jobs again too? Because really the mining industry is the backbone of the job creator in this country. Your thoughts?
Well, number one, I think coal has got a problem anyway, separate and apart from the environmental thing and the attempt by the Obama administration to shut it down. But coal already had something of a problem because of the low price of natural gas. And the plenty of the fact that natural gas is very plentiful and it's relatively inexpensive has just created a problem for coal in general. But I mean, I do think my position would be, let the market work this out, okay? Don't let government do it. Let the market do this. And we have not done that. We have mandated what's going to happen. Anytime the government starts mandating what's going to happen, you've got problems. It's always kind of amusing to me sometimes. People ask me, what do you think we need to do for a national energy policy? And my response to that has always been, wait a minute. Have you kind of followed what happens whenever the federal government decides it wants to have an energy policy? They always do some of the dumbest things that you can think of. My position would be, get the federal government the heck out of the energy policy area. I mean, every time they try to do something, they screw it up. Just let the market work it out. Let the market decide if windmills or solar are going to be best. Let the market work out whether coal should go down and natural gas should take its place. I mean, every time somebody talks about let's have a national energy policy, I start to cringe because I'm old enough to have watched what happens every time the federal government starts dictating how things ought to be done.
Let's transition to Russia for a second. There's been reports, obviously, that President-elect Trump has got a very good relationship with Russia, and his Secretary of State, Tex Tillerson, has good ties with Russia as well. The Arctic Ocean kind of seems like there's a oil grab going on out there as well. You mentioned opening up some possibly some different drilling areas. Do you see anything globally with the relationships that has been disclosed with Russia and just the whole energy industry just kind of happening with unfolding through this Trump administration?
I don't know so much about the connection between his potential Secretary of the State nominee and that. I mean, I know some people are concerned about his connection to Putin and the fact that he knows Putin and dealt with Putin. I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. I think it roils the left to see anybody with oil or gas ties with any degree of power out there. So I think they're going to be disturbed no matter, you know, anytime you put an oil or gas guy in charge of any department, I think that's going to make them draw up a lot. They're wanting somebody in there that's anti-fossil fuels, not pro-fossil fuels. So I don't know. I don't know that I see, I haven't really thought about it enough, I guess, the way I would put it, about the connection between the Secretary of State nomination and potential energy policy. One thing for sure, position is powerful to the Secretary of State. I think the likelihood of some really just dumb fossil fuel policy being implemented is probably very low. And that's going to be good for North Dakota, for sure.
How about OPEC, Iran, some of those issues that have happened on a geopolitical global scale? How are you looking at that with the Trump administration?
I don't know. I'm not sure how much Trump actually, or any president can actually influence what OPEC is going to do. I think the key thing for North Dakota to be watching is OPEC, number one, going to adhere to the agreements that they made in November? Number two, are they going to be able to get key non-OPEC members to join them in reducing output? Are they going to be able to get Russia? Are they going to be able to get Azerbaijan and, I'm going to pronounce that, and Mexico to agree to cut their output? And, you know, right now, they've done that. They've been able to pull that off. That's why we're starting to see the price of oil go up some. But there's always this question, and I've seen, for example, Merrill Lynch putting out a report yesterday or today that they think because of these agreements to reduce production by OPEC and by some non-OPEC nations, you might see the price of oil get up to 70. Well, let me tell you, 70 would be great for North Dakota, because I think y'all have now got your break-even price down to about $35 to $38 a barrel there in the Bakken play. And so 70 would be wonderful for you folks. Of course, the downside of this is what happens when the price gets to 70 is teeming hordes of drillers go back into North Dakota. They go back into the Neobar in Colorado and the Permian Basin in West Texas. And they start drilling again, and their production will start to offset these cuts, and you're going to see the price start to come down again. It's going to be an interesting year to watch as this goes forward.
To listen to the full-length interview with Dr. Lauren Scott, or to listen to other energy expert features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun. This week's Christmas music is performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. For more information on the totally blind singer-songwriter Blind Joe, who was featured on NBC's hit show The Voice as part of Team Blake, or to purchase an acoustic country Christmas, visit his website, blindjoe.bandcamp.com. That's blindjoe.bandcamp.com.
It is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
I'd like to take this opportunity to talk about the Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery coming to the Bakken, specifically Belfield, North Dakota. One of the reasons I'm very excited about this new greenfield refinery, in fact, the first greenfield refinery to be built in the United States in more than 50 years, is that Meridian Energy is a leader in innovation and clean fuels technology, and they're setting standards for modern oil refinery. That means the Davis refinery is going to have the advantage of leveraging the latest and greatest, the best available technology. It's going to meet all the environmental and safety regulations from the start. Now, this will significantly raise clean construction standards for all refinery projects going forward. Like, for example, the refinery will use natural gas as the fuel source to run the facility, which enables the Davis refinery to produce zero sulfur diesel and jet fuels. How exciting is that? By providing cleaner diesel fuel locally, it'll displace transportation fuels. that are refined and delivered from remote areas. This will help significantly reduce transportation-related pollution in the area. Clean Environmental Technology, Meridian Energy Group, energizing a cleaner North Dakota. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.